Dear friends in Christ, the evangelist St. Luke, who also wrote the Acts of the Apostles, he tells us in the first reading today that as the apostles were looking at Jesus, he was lifted up and a cloud took him from their sight. And then we are told that two men dressed in white garments said to the apostles, "Men of Galilee, why gaze and wonder at the heavens? This Jesus whom you saw ascending into heaven will return as you saw him go." And so today we celebrate the great mystery of the ascension of our Lord into heaven. On Easter Sunday, Jesus rose triumphant from the grave. And for 40 days, Jesus spent these days in the company of his apostles, who were here, his dearest friends, eating with them and teaching them about the kingdom of God. But today our Lord departs from them to return to his heavenly Father. Today he goes to sit at the Father's right hand. At first the apostles didn't understand why he had to ascend into heaven. At first, grief and distress filled their hearts, right? It was difficult for them to understand why Jesus, their Lord and Master, their intimate friend. If we imagine from the apostles' perspective, they have just spent the last 3 years with Jesus. Jesus was taught them how to preach, taught them how to exorcise demons, how to heal the sick, how to celebrate the sacraments. That after 3 years, now Jesus is saying, "Hey, by the way, I'm leaving." And so Jesus assures them, he says, and this comes from the Gospel of John. We didn't hear this morning. It was one of the daily readings last Tuesday. Jesus said to his disciples, he says, "It is better for you that I go." He says, "For if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." He told them that it is better for him to leave. It's better that Jesus leaves. Why? So that he can send them the Holy Spirit. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to understand that Jesus is not really leaving them. In no way is Jesus abandoning his closest friends. Because Jesus ascends into heaven so that he can continue to be with him. So that he can be with them in a new way and in a much more profound way. And this is the way that Jesus is present in our lives. Jesus ascended to God, the Father, nearly 2,000 years ago so that he could still be with us today in a new, in a more profound way. Remember, what does Scripture tell us? That the virgin will conceive and bear a son and his name will be Emmanuel, God with us. And so Jesus ascends to heaven so that he can continue to be Emmanuel, God who is with us. First, Jesus is present in our lives in many ways. First, Jesus is present whenever the church prays and sings. Because Jesus promised us in the Gospel of Matthew, he says, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name," he says, "there am I in the midst of them." And so whenever we gather for Holy Mass, especially for Sunday Mass today on the Lord's Day, this is the most important thing that we can do as a parish family. When we gather on the Lord's Day to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, or when a group of people pray together, like when a family prays the rosary together, Jesus is present in the midst of them. He is truly with us. Secondly, Jesus is present to us in the poor, and also in the sick, and in the imprisoned. Remember, our Lord says also in the Gospel of Matthew, "As you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." It is Jesus who is present in the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa used to say that the Jesus that we receive in Holy Communion, this is the same Jesus that we meet, that we encounter under the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. And so when we perform acts of love for our neighbor, when we visit those who are in the nursing home, many times forgotten, when we feed the hungry, provide for those in need, if we have great courage, if we visit those imprisoned, it is Jesus who we visit, Jesus who we feed, Jesus who we comfort. Thirdly, Jesus is present in the Word of God. It is because since He Himself, it is Jesus who speaks to us through the Holy Scriptures. Remember that the Scriptures are not words about God, but is the very Word of God. It is Jesus who speaks to each of us whenever we hear the Word proclaimed, especially in Mass, or if we read the Bible at home, right? It is Jesus who is speaking to us. This is why St. Jerome, a great saint, St. Jerome would say that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. In other words, if we don't know the Scriptures, we can't say that we know Jesus. Because it is through the Word of God that He speaks to us, and we come to know Him. And finally, it is Jesus who is present. Remember, He's God with us. He is present to us after the ascension in the sacraments and also in the priesthood. So that whenever a baby is baptized, it is really Christ Himself who baptizes. Just like in all the sacraments, it is Jesus who baptizes. It is Jesus who absolves sins. It is Jesus who offers His body and blood in the sacrifice of the Mass. This is why Jesus, who is acting in and through the priest, says those words, "I baptize you. I absolve you from your sins. This is my body," not Benjamin Stephen Sawyer, right? "Jesus, this is my body. This is my blood." This is Jesus saying those words through the priest. Dear friends, the reason that Christ ascended into heaven was so that He could continue to be Emmanuel, God with us. Whenever we gather in prayer, He is with us in the poor. He is with us in the Word of God, with us in the sacraments and in the priesthood. But friends, our Catholic faith teaches us that Jesus is most especially present in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, in the Holy Eucharist. It is here, in just a few moments, this consecrated host on this altar. In this way, Jesus is really and truly with us, in a way above and beyond anything else. All those other ways, whenever we're gathered in prayer, in the Word of God, in the poor, in the sacraments, yes, Jesus is present, but it's only in the Eucharist that we say that He is really present. That's why we call His presence in the Blessed Sacrament the real presence. We don't say the real presence in the priesthood, the real presence in the Word of God. We say the real presence in the Eucharist, because here He's present to us in a way above and beyond anything else. Believing in the real presence means believing that this is the real Jesus. At the Last Supper, Jesus gave us His body and blood so that He could be with us forever. When the words of consecration are spoken, no longer does bread and wine exist, but Jesus Christ himself, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, descends upon this altar for us. And in Holy Communion, God himself is placed upon our tongue, comes to dwell in our bodies and our souls, fills us with grace, and makes us holy. I would be remiss if I did not mention Our Lady today, especially during her month of May, and especially today on Mother's Day. First of all, a happy Mother's Day to all mothers and grandmothers. Let us honor and pray for our mothers today, both living and deceased. You know, because the vocation to be a mother is one of the most important gifts of God. Because without our mothers, we would not have life. Similarly, because Jesus knew that he would ascend to the Father and not be physically with us anymore, he chose to also give us his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. As Jesus hung upon the cross on Good Friday, there stood next to him Our Lady and the beloved disciple, St. John. And just before Jesus hands his life over to the Father in the sacrifice of the cross, what does Jesus do? He looks at Mary, his mother, and he says, "Behold your son." And then he turns to the beloved disciple, friends, who represents each one of us, and he says to him, "Behold your mother." And the gospel says that at that moment, the beloved disciple took Mary into his home. But this is not an accurate translation of scripture into English, which was originally written in Greek. The more accurate translation would be that the beloved disciple took her not into his home, but that the beloved disciple took her into his own, O-W-N, his own. That is, Mary became an intimate part of his life. She became his mother. And she should be a part of our lives as well. This month of May, let us turn to Mary as a mother, because this is who she is. Because without our mothers, we would not be here, we wouldn't have life. Mother Teresa used to say, very frankly, she said, "Without Mary, there would be no Jesus. Without Mary, there would be no Jesus." It is because she said yes to being a mother, and specifically of being the mother of Jesus, that he was born of her. And because she said yes to Jesus, she made it possible for us to have a Savior. She made it possible for us to be with him in heaven someday. 2,000 years ago, Christ ascended into heaven so that he could be with us today, so that he could continue to be Emmanuel, God with us. May we live in his presence always. May it be so. Amen.